This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the Finance Ministry is closely monitoring the prices of 54 products to ensure that the benefits of the revised GST are reaching the end consumers. She was addressing the joint press conference on GST Bachat Utsav in New Delhi yesterday, along with Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal.
Item by item, I am here to tell you that which is weighted average of the reduction which should have gone to the consumer is going, and more is also being passed on. So there is a remarkable impact of this set of new GST rate reductions that have happened, and every item that I have monitored which is of relevance for the day-to-day life of common citizens, the benefit has been passed on to the consumers.
Speaking on this occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said record sale has been witnessed in this year's Navratri festival on GST Bachat Utsav. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said vehicle sales have surged during Navratri season and the electronic sector has also broken all records. In a landmark scientific breakthrough, Indian Space Research Organization or ISRO has announced that its lunar orbiter Chandrayaan 2 has made the first ever observation of the effects of coronal mass ejections from the Sun on the Moon using its onboard scientific instrument. ISRO has said that this observation would help understand the lunar exosphere, the thin atmosphere of the Moon, and the impact of space weather on its surface. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh informed that India has developed its first indigenously discovered antibiotic, nephothromycin, marking a significant milestone in the country's pursuit of self-reliance in the pharmaceutical and biotechnology sectors. Dr. Singh said this antibiotic is effective against resistant respiratory infections, particularly beneficial for cancer patients and those with poorly controlled diabetes. In Bihar, the rift among the constituent parties of the Grand Alliance has widened ahead of the assembly elections. Reflecting the ongoing confusion and internal tussle, the Grand Alliance failed to announce its seat-sharing arrangement, even as nominations closed on Friday for the first phase of the two-phase assembly elections in the state. As a result, candidates from the Congress, RJD and left parties are contesting against each other in several constituencies going to polls in the first phase. The Congress has urged RJD leader and Mahagathbandhan Election Coordination Committee Chairman Tejaswi Prasad Yadav to resolve the ongoing deadlock. Amid growing discord, the Congress released its second list of five candidates last night. Adding to the strain, the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha has declared it will contest against Grand Alliance candidates on six seats, while the Indian Inclusive Party has filed nominations from Saharsa and Jamalpur. In Uttar Pradesh, the stage is set for the 9th edition of the annual Deepotsav festival in the holy city of Ayodhya this evening, marking the divine homecoming of Lord Sri Ram. Grand preparations are underway to break last year's record with over 26 lakh diyas to be lit across the city. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the holding area built at New Delhi Railway Station is significantly improving passenger experience. Mr. Vaishnav was inspecting crowd management during festive rush at the railway station last night. He further informed that about 12,000 special trains are being operated across the country to manage the festive demand. Afghanistan and Pakistan have agreed to an immediate ceasefire after several days of deadly cross-border fighting. Qatar's foreign ministry made the announcement yesterday. The agreement was reached between the two countries during talks in Doha yesterday, mediated by Qatar and Turkey. In a statement, Qatar's foreign ministry said, during the negotiations, both sides agreed to an immediate ceasefire and to hold follow-up meetings. In men's cricket, India were 35-3 in 11 overs against hosts Australia in the first ODI of three-match series at Perth when reports last came in. Earlier, the hosts won the toss and opted to bowl. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will face England at the Holkar Stadium in Indore, Madhya Pradesh this afternoon. The match will begin at 3 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.